Patriot Point is your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Here's your host, Lee Watts.
Hello, Patriots. I'm Lee Watts, and this is Patriot Point, your source for Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative, Christian, and common sense point of view. Well, this week we have an election update for you with some big news that is going to be a major factor in the Kentucky governor's election this year. But let's talk about the news this week. There's been a major shift in what's happening in the Kentucky governor's election. And you probably haven't been hearing about this on the mainstream media. This big shift, first of all, has to do with the police. It's the Kentucky State Fraternal Order of Police, which is the state's largest police organization. Back in 2019, during that governor election, they had endorsed Amy Beshear. But after one term, they've decided, we're not going to back you anymore, and they have now come out this week to endorse his opponent. Yes, they have officially endorsed Daniel Cameron. Now, this is a big shift. When you had a group which has more than 10,000 members across the state, and they leave you and join your opponent, that says a great deal. I think part of the reasons why the police did this is, first of all, Daniel Cameron has proposed that we actually open up a new state police outpost in the Louisville area to help combat the violent crime that's gone on. I mean, there's been a major crime spike under the Beshear and Biden administrations, and Daniel Cameron wants to fight that. Now, of course, Andy Beshear has come out and said, no, he doesn't want to put any more police there. He doesn't think that's a good idea. Well, that doesn't really help try to get the votes of the police, nor of the law-abiding citizens of the people of Louisville either. Now, I keep referring to how Andy supposedly won by 5,000 votes. Let me tell you the reason why I say this is supposedly. I'm going to be showing you now footage, live footage from CNN on the governor election night back in 2019. You see here, these are the numbers that they had in at that time for Bevin and Beshear, and then they're getting ready to add in an update. So notice what happens when they flash in the update. You see in the update, they don't add to the totals they already have, which is what you do in election night, saying, well, we got this many numbers, we're going to see how many more have been added. No, they take votes away from the Republican, and they add those votes to the Democrat, Andy Beshear. And we caught them on live TV siphoning votes from the Republican and giving those same exact votes to the Democrat. So that's the reason why I say Andy supposedly won by 5,000 votes. But I think Andy's in big trouble, not only because these police represent more than 10,000 members, but when you look at what has happened during Andy Beshear's reign during these last 3.5 years, let's look at the numbers statewide. Since the day that Andy Beshear took power, the Republican Party of Kentucky has added 125,661 Kentucky registered voters. That's more than five times by supposedly how many he won by. And at the same time, the Democratic Party of Kentucky has lost 153,770 registered voters. This is a tremendous, massive, huge shift, because you're taking away 150, you're adding 125, but by shifting that, that's going to make like 275,000 person difference in the votes. I think Andy should be very concerned. Overall, on statewide totals now, the Republicans now have 66,811 more people registered to vote Republican than vote Democrat. And back during 2019, Andy Beshear had a great advantage, and now he's starting off with a massive disadvantage. And it's not only the police that is giving Andy a hard time. I think he's going to lose a great deal of the teachers as well. Back when he was running the first time, he rallied all the teachers. He says, I'm going to give you a big raise, and I'm going to be your buddy. Well, they didn't get the raise from Andy Beshear. And it turns out after he got elected and he gave his very first budget address. Now, remember, this budget address was given before COVID ever hit the United States. And here you can see the news article, and I got a link for this where you can read it for yourself, from Wave 3 Television, and they say how Andy Beshear has, in his budget, he's going to cut the teachers' pensions underfunded by $83 million. And that's just what Andy claims. If you actually read this statement from the Kentucky Teachers Retirement System, they say really his numbers means he's going to underfund them by more than $100 million. But even if it was only $83 million, that is a massive cut, stab in the back to the teachers that he said he was going to help. Fortunately, the Republicans in the Kentucky State Legislature went ahead and funded the teachers' pensions at more than 100% when Andy wanted to cut it by $83 million. So he's going to be losing a lot of teacher support. He's lost the police support. So I think Andy Beshear, the D in Andy Beshear's party, the little D, probably stands for doomed.
We're doomed! Doomed, I tell you!
So that was what we have for this week. So until next week, I'm Lee Watts for Patriot Point, reminding you that liberty is not a spectator sport.
You've been listening to Patriot Point with Lee Watts.